Labors of Love. An informative look at modern-day evangelization, featuring the ministries and work of the Catholic Church in South Texas. Stay with us and learn of the Church's many services and benefits with your host, Margaret Alleria, Director of Evangelization and Catechesis for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, as she explores the Catholic faith with her many guests and their labors of love.
Welcome to Labors of Love, where we bring the labors of love from the Diocese of Corpus Christi straight to you. I'm here with my guest, Gigi Dean, from Catholic Charities and the Mother Teresa Shelter. She is the grant writer and program developer for Catholic Charities and the Mother Teresa Shelter. And Gigi, I'm very happy to have you with us. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk today about the Housing Counseling Department, but before that, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yes. Originally, I'm from Panama. Came to the States. I've been married for 34 years. Came to the States with my GI. And spent a long, long time in Europe. And we decided then to retire. And we came to Corpus Christi. Got two beautiful children, grown. And after one part of my life kind of did what you want to do, and I work in early childhood education for many years, I came to Catholic Charities actually to volunteer.
Oh, and that's how they brought you in like that.
Yes. I knew a couple of the sisters, and one day I got a call from one of them, and I said, "What are you doing today?" I said, "Not much." He said, "Well, you ever heard of Catholic Charity?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, we need to see if you can just give us a hand for one day." And one day turned into a week turned into months, months turned into a year. And at that point, I was getting ready to say, okay, I got to move on to something else. And I couldn't tell no to Sister Patrick. And I decided then to stay there.
Wonderful.
Working. Yeah.
And what draws you to this type of ministry? Because it does take a particular person to work with, let's say, the clientele with Catholic Charities and the Mother Teresa Shelter, a sensitive person, a compassionate person. What drew you to this ministry?
I want to say first on my faith. Being Catholic, brought into a very traditional Catholic home, my grandparents, my mother. And we always had a sense of volunteerism with my grandmother. And later on, I met Sister Patrick, Monsignor Freeman. And Sister Patrick touched me in a way that probably nobody ever did when it comes to spiritually. And one of the things that she told me when I started volunteering and later working at Catholic Charities, she said, "You have to, a couple of requirements I have of you. One of them, you must be humble. You must treat people with care and compassion. You must be passionate for the work of God." And please do me a favor. I said, "What? The day you forget or you feel that you can no longer do this, please leave."
Oh, wow. There you go. These are the requirements: humility and passion. And if you're ready to go, feel free. Just let me know.
Yes. When I lose one of those
there you go.
Attributes, then I need it to go, because no longer can I serve God. And if I can't serve God in that position, I can't serve anyone. And then another thing she told me is, every time somebody opens the door and walk in, make sure that you look at Jesus, because that's who walking through the door. And up to today, when somebody opens that door and enter, you tend to look at Jesus.
Well, that's very beautifully said. And as you were speaking, I couldn't help but think of how service-oriented you are, because this ministry is about service.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, it's self-fulfilling, but it's because you're serving others and you're serving God by serving others. So humility, passion, and once you're ready to go, please leave. You know, that's pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Sister Patrick, for bringing us Gigi.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about then the housing counseling department with Catholic Charities and the Mother Teresa Shelter. What is the housing counseling department?
Well, the housing counseling department actually was developed in 2002. It came about with a collaboration and partnership. We are a subgrantee of our larger network, Catholic Charity USA, and we are 173 Catholic charities that prevent homelessness, foreclosures, and empower, really, homeowners to be able to make decisions of their home. The housing counseling is a housing counseling that is approved with HUD. It's the only one in the entire 12 counties that is a full comprehensive housing counseling, which covers all the educational components. The latest one that we added to that was financial literacy. Besides that, we do the home buyers education class, where we prepare homeowners for the process of purchasing a home. We talk a lot about predatory lending practices. We do foreclosure prevention, pre- and post-purchase counseling, fair housing, which is very important in our community, especially when we're dealing with people with disabilities. We need to know that certain laws goes against the discrimination of a person with a disability when they're renting or when they're purchasing a home. Besides that, then, one of the things that we try to really focus on into making sure that it's a very easy, clear understanding of the home buying process. And then after purchasing that home, the responsibility of maintaining it.
I know people get excited when they're looking for a home. I know I did when I was looking for a home. But the fact is, you know, we hear that the American dream is the purchase of a home. You know, when I was small, that's what everyone wants to do. And considering our economy, it's a little bit tougher now to do that, I would say. You would know better than me. But our economy had suffered for a bit recently, and some say it is still suffering, and the home buying process is not simple. Would you agree with that?
That is correct.
And the people need to realize that, yes, you made this initial investment, but it continues beyond that, and we're trying to avoid foreclosure, and it seems as though this is what you're trying to do.
Yes. One of the things is that we always try to make sure that we emphasize not everyone is going to be able to be a successful homeowner. It's a lot of responsibilities, and that's one of the things that Catholic Charities had really begin to focus on. And the other thing is that the American dream, yes, like you say, is not attainable for many of our clients, for the simple reason that we all know since 2005, when the housing crisis began to take effect. Foreclosures began to really move. Texas was one of the lucky states. And a lot of people don't know this, but in the state of Texas, not until 2005 is when people was able to take the equity out of the homes.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of time we have to say thank you to the state. Otherwise, we would have been losing the homes way before that.
So they were able to use their home to assist them in our economic downfall.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you have a few other programs, and you briefly mentioned them already, but we have the HUD Home Buyer Education and Learning Program, also known as HELP. Mm-hmm. Would you like to speak more to that?
Yes. In this one, that's an eight-hour workshop. That workshop covers the preparation, 100% preparation of what it takes to purchase a home. It takes you through the steps that hopefully we would love to have everyone that's getting ready to purchase a home come to see us first. We go ahead and provide a valid certification that they are participating in the class and they are ready to purchase a home. Besides that, then we go ahead and start with a budget. You cannot purchase a home until you really realize what type of budget you have and what kind of monies you have and how much really you are going to be able to afford.
You know, you have to look into not just the mortgage, but electricity, water, cable, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. And the mortgage companies, which is okay, they qualify the individual based on their gross income. When they come to our classes and on one-on-one counseling, because we do one-on-one counseling too, in a pre-purchase counseling, we want to do it in a net base. Because the gross is money that we usually don't get. So we do it for the net, and it gives a different perspective to our clients of when they're purchasing a home, how much they actually can afford. And another thing is that we also cover a lot in that class is because you were qualified for $150,000 based on your credit, right now you don't have to purchase $150,000 worth of home.
I remember always receiving advice not to buy up to your fullest potential. So, for example, $150,000, not to buy a $150,000 home, but to buy maybe a $100,000 home.
That's right.
Because you're saying that they look at your credit score, but that doesn't necessarily reflect what your budget can afford.
Right. And the credit score right now is very, very difficult to qualify. We have it right now. Credit scores have to be at least 660. For best loans, and those basically are products that come by way of FHA, which is the side of home that insured mortgages. VA, of course, is something completely different. They actually guarantee the loans. And then conventional is requiring right now a 700-725 score and a down payment in a conventional loan, depending on the credit, up to $15,000.
Wow.
So a lot of people cannot afford that anymore.
Wow. And is there a fee for this, for the HELP program, for that 8-hour workshop?
No. Everything that we do is free.
Gigi, we're going to take a quick break. Stay with us on Labors of Love.
This is Labors of Love.
This year's Diocesan Youth Spectaculars will be held on back-to-back weekends at the Borchard Fairgrounds in Robstown. Both events, entitled Call to Serve, which will see outstanding youth leaders from various parishes recognized, will conclude with Bishop Mulvey presiding at a 5 p.m. Mass. For both the Middle School Spectacular, set for April 22nd, and the High School Spectacular, April 29th, the registration deadline is April 19th. For complete registration information, call the Diocesan Youth Office at 882-6191 or visit diocesecc.org/youth.
Welcome back to Labors of Love. I'm here with my guest, Gigi Dean, from Catholic Charities and the Mother Teresa Shelter, and we're speaking about the Housing Counseling Department. Gigi, we've had great conversations so far. We've spoken about the difference between loans, FHA loans, VA loans, conventional loans, the HELP program, Home Buyer Education and Learning Program. And one thing that caught my attention was how you were speaking about credit scores. And I'm not really sure that people understand how important in our society a credit score is.
That's right. For example, in the state of Texas, the city of Corpus Christi right now is ranking 7 among the lowest credit cards in the entire state. The average score for a person living right now in the city of Corpus Christi, 595. That is a very low score. A lot of times that happens because the lack of understanding that we have about credit. I always tell my clients, none of us in school was taught anything about credit. The other thing is we procrastinate. We know the bill is due, but we want to pay it tomorrow. I'm going to tell you what my grandfather used to tell me, tomorrow never come, so do it today.
Pay it today.
That's right.
And so we get late fees and late payments turn into lower credit scores.
And the average person don't realize either that late payments damage your credit more than if you're delinquent. It don't make sense, but they have that column there in your credit report that is say 30 days late, 60 days late, 90 goes to 120 and 190 and older. Mm-hmm. So the longer that activity stays in your credit, the worse it gets. The other thing that we need to put attention to when we're dealing with credit, and we want to have a good mixture in our credit report, that raises the score. Example, a good mixture of revolving and installment. Revolving are all of those credit cards that department store, gas cards, Visa, MasterCard, whatnot. Then installment is going to be, for example, a car payment, your mortgage, mm-hmm. things like that.
So you have education on finances that can help people understand that.
Yes, I am accredited with the National Association for Credit Counselors in the United States. It's a national organization. I also have an accreditation with the federal Credit Counseling and Consumer Goods. And then I have another accreditation for credit with the National Association for Consumers and Creditworthiness.
It's glad to know that you're so knowledgeable in this area. And if there's anyone in the audience that needs more help in understanding what a credit score is, needs to improve their credit score, please contact Gigi, and we'll give you some contact information a little bit later. Gigi, let's talk about the displacement and relocation counseling. What does that mean?
Well, right now we have a lot of displacement when it comes to mortgages. People that unfortunately have lost their home, either because they could not continue making the payments, voluntarily turning the keys of their home, which in that case, a term that is used, elude in doom of foreclosure. Then, of course, being foreclosed. And one thing that happened a lot in our city, we hear it a lot in other parts of the country, and we always feel that it don't happen here. Until, of course, you get a call to a housing counseling, and you're going to find out that a lot of the homeowners that are renting their home have also fallen into foreclosure. Now the renter has been displaced.
Oh, I see.
The apartment complexes, in many instances, that's the same thing that happened. The credit, every time you're going to find an apartment, the first thing the apartment complex do is run the person's credit.
Yes.
Well, knowing that the average score is 595 in the city, it's going to be very difficult to be able to move in. So what we do in that case is we look at the various programs, look at HUD subsidies that they are available in the city. Some apartment complexes do provide subsidies, and we go ahead and try to place the client or the household in that type of housing to make sure that they retain housing and prevent homelessness.
And, you know, if we're trying to look for a link between the labors of love and the housing counseling department, this is providing people shelter and the information to maintain their shelter and to be clothed and safe and, you know, not out without a home. And
yes,
to just think about families and parents and children and even just individual people that have no place to live is saddening. So I'm so glad that you're doing this work. Now, you've used the term HUD. What does HUD mean for those of us that don't know what that is?
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So these are HUD-approved programs
is what you're
referring to. Okay.
And we get a certification every year.
Okay.
We have a visit by HUD.
An audit.
Inspector. That's what we call an audit every other year. And that's when they go and look at all of our files, electronic files. We keep all of our client file electronically. And we also keep hard copies.
So people are going to be in good hands when they get to you. We also have, you work with colonias. Can you tell people what a colonia is and how you assist them?
The definition of colonia actually is as a Spanish urban and many instances in these areas that we're looking at right now are rural areas that lack infrastructure. They lack electricity, potable
paved
water,
streets.
correct. Mm-hmm. The average person that live, family that live in the colonias, have an income of 30% below the poverty level.
Do you know what the poverty level is, Gigi?
Yes, the poverty level right here in the city of Corpus Christi right now is 25%.
Okay.
So it's pretty high.
Okay.
When you look at the entire state compared to the entire state of Texas and then compared nationally.
Okay.
Another aspect of the colonias is that the majority of the homes are substandards. In many instances, they are made even out of makeshift cardboards,
plate woods. I did mission work,
yes.
And they had sticks for roof and mud for walls. Mm-hmm. You know, is it that kind of?
Here they don't use the mud.
Okay.
I haven't seen none like that.
Okay.
But whatever it is that you can put to cover and to put a roof over the head, mm-hmm. you use it.
I see.
And Catholic Charities have been really a pioneer in this field. We have got involved in 2002 with the colonias. Here in the Nueces County alone, we have 88 colonias.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Hmm. And Catholic
Charity system then.
Catholic Charity concentrated right now in 8 of those 88 colonias. Of course, we cannot cover every single one. What we do is we make sure that, especially now that it's the time of rain, mm-hmm. we put attention to the flooding area. We have actually a mission that we're going to start with St. Patrick Youth Ministry. On March 12th through the 16th, to repair one of the homes, finish constructing that home as much as possible. We take them water, anything that they need, food, clothing, blankets, anything, especially in the times when the floods and the rains start to happen, we have a lot of problems with the mosquitoes. So we're trying to get them some mosquito nets.
Mosquito nets,
and
yes.
And all of this is part of what Catholic Charities does. And we truly take care of those precious 7 principles. So,
well, speak to those. What are the 7 principles of Catholic Charities?
Well, we do have the 7 principles that the Catholic Church is teaching.
Oh, okay.
Which we guard. Mm-hmm. We guard dearly. And as Bishop mentioned once, and probably many times after that, Catholic Charities is the guardian of those principles. Mm-hmm. And as the guardian of those principles, we live it. We live it every day.
Wonderful, wonderful. Mm-hmm. So youth ministers, beware. You might get solicited by Catholic Charities for your youth to go and help the people in the colonias that need dire assistance. So it's good to, you know, I'm glad that you're networking in that fashion, and our youth love to serve. So
yes,
so
and I do
all.
Have to say that I have to give credit to Eric Baker from St. Patrick Catholic Church. He has been instrumental into gathering all these teenagers, and instead of going and spending a whole week doing nothing or going to the beach, mm-hmm. Going and do something good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Let's go ahead and end with independent foreclosure review. How do you help people that are facing potential foreclosure?
Yeah. This is a program that recently was approved. Actually, it was approved on Monday by the Senate. Anyone that feel that they have been in one form or another abused by mortgages, by servicers, mm-hmm. and that they have foreclosed between January 1st, 2009 and December 31st, 2010, we are going to put in our website, is our 1-800 number, where our clients, starting on Monday, where everyone that have had any one of the issues that we're going to list there can call that number and get assistance with the foreclosure, independent foreclosure review, meaning that the mortgage companies are not going to review your case anymore.
Okay.
These cases are going to be reviewed by a completely independent group. And if any damages, they have assessed that any damages have been passed and that you have foreclosed they have foreclosed your home with no right to do so, then that person can be compensated.
Mm-hmm. That's really good to know. And Gigi, where can people find out about this? What's your website?
The website is www.catholiccharities-cc.org. You can also call us at 361-884-0651. Ask for extension 224 or 215, or just basically ask for the Housing Counseling Department.
Thank you so much, Gigi. You do wonderful work, and you know, you serve so many people. I pray that God continues to bless your ministry, and thank you for joining us on Labors of Love.
Thank you for having me.
This is Labors of Love, the ministries and evangelization of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. If you have questions or perhaps a comment about today's program, why not send us email? Address your email to labors@klux.org or by U.S. mail, 1200 Lantana, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78407. And now, with this week's sacred moment, here is Deacon Stephen Nolte.
Have you ever wondered what Jesus meant in the Gospel of Matthew when he tells us to be perfect just as your Heavenly Father is perfect? I have. It seems that Jesus is telling us that we need to be like God, to do and be something that is divine, not human. Come on, Jesus, get real. Isn't that impossible? So why should we even try? Consider that right before telling us to be perfect, he tells us not to be like those who hate their enemies and love only their friends. This, then, begins to make a little more sense. It offers us some direction. When we plant a garden, we prepare the soil, sow the seeds, water them, and then wait. After a while, a plant springs up. It converts the nutrients and moisture from the ground into the substance of the plant, and from it come the grain or flowers, according to the nature of the plant. So it is with us. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus prepares the soil of our souls, calling us to holiness, to the fulfillment or perfection of being human. He is not demanding perfection of just a few. Rather, he speaks to all of us, each one in turn. And he says, "Be perfect." Then he grants us the means and graces that make it possible. God has chosen the ground in which we are meant to grow, to reach the fullness of our nature as a human being. That fullness is given to us from the very beginning when he created us in his image and likeness. To help us reach what may seem impossible, he has planted us in our particular family, in a particular time and place. It is here, in our time and place, in our family and work, among our friends and co-workers, that we find the necessary nutrients to mature and bear fruit, to be holy and perfect, even as our Father is perfect. It is in our society, with all of its problems, that we are called to be holy. It is here in our parishes and churches that we obtain the graces necessary to attain perfection. At first glance, we might think that there is no holiness or perfection to be found in these places. After all, maybe my parents are divorced, my family is broken, my co-workers don't like me, and the people at church, well, they're hypocrites. Nevertheless, this is where God calls us to live the Christian virtues, to practice true charity, which is love of neighbor, even the ones we can't stand. He wants us to be holy in every circumstance, and we can only do it by knowing him and relying on him. To know him is to be like him, because once we know his love, we can want nothing less. May you leave behind wishful thinking for things the way you imagine they should be, and turn instead to the most immediate reality of being perfect, even as he is perfect. May you always embrace the labors of love to which he has called you, and in which he has placed you, and may God's blessings be with you today and always as you seek his perfection. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Labors of Love. I'd like to thank my guest, Gigi Dean, who is the grant writer and program developer for Catholic Charities and the Mother Teresa Shelter, for speaking to us about the Housing Counseling Department. If you would like more information, please visit their website at www.catholiccharities-cc.org or call them at 361-884-0651 and ask for the Housing Counseling Department. Join us again next time on Labors of Love.
You've been listening to Labors of Love with Margaret Alleria. Online MP3s of this program are available on the CCN server. Browse to podcasts.goccn.net. Scroll down and select the Labors of Love category. Be with us next week at this same time for another edition of Labors of Love. Labors of Love is a production of the Department of Evangelization, Diocese of Corpus Christi, and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.